This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Purdy, and it knocked down. Austin Booker off that line of scrimmage, dropping back at 6'6", has good height.
Here's what I think about Book. You know, I think he's got some pass rush value for us. And the thing about him, he's tough, he's gritty, he fights. You know, he's a little undersized, you know, so there's some times where, you know, just from a size, strength, power matchup, you know, that, you know, it's not advantageous to him, and yet he fights him and he plays extremely hard. And so those are, you know, that's a good starting point for us.
It's Dennis Allen talking about Austin Booker. And we're asking the question, are we underrating this Bears defense just because they don't look dominant? Just because they're giving up, I mean, the Niners are one of the most prolific offenses in the NFC. So it's not like they gave up 42 points to a bum squad, right? I think the defense itself, listen, the Bears will win games even if the defense doesn't get turnovers. So be very clear about that. And it obviously has a lot to do with what happens on the offensive side of the ball. But the way they play as a unit, and I'm not talking about just the defense, both sides of the ball, they lean on one another. It was unfortunate when the Bears took the lead 38-35 against the Niners that the defense couldn't hold on to the lead. They had themselves in a 3rd and 6. The Niners did. 3rd and 6, the defense couldn't stop. I think they got a penalty there. Had a couple of those where they just kind of ran into it. But, I mean, when you're dealing with Christian McCaffrey, right, Kyle Shanahan offense that's been in place for some time, Brock Purdy, the tactician, it's tough. And when you have a defense built on takeaways, people are going to say that. But I'm going to tell you right now, the Bears are going to win even without the takeaways. The defense is going to play well even without creating takeaways because they're getting healthier. There's so many things that point in that direction of why you feel like the Bears, you know, can perform well. We know they're a turnover machine, as we said. They got, you know, they're at the top of the league in that. They're an opportunistic team, but what, 22 picks, 8 fumbles? Whew. Whew. And it's more about the threat of the turnover that that allows the defense to play at such a high level, right? Because people are assuming, okay, well, I got to make the cleaner throw. I can't just throw it into traffic. I can't just throw it to my wide receiver to just go up and get it. All the explosive plays we've seen throughout the season, they've been over the top, over Nation Wright, over Tyreek Stevenson. You know, if you're looking at Jaquan Brisker or Kevin Byard getting beat, that's when it is. It's never somebody mossing the Bears defenders in those situations.
I mean, how does it change the game plan for teams when they face the Bears, knowing that they have all the takeaways? Like, there might be stuff that is adjusted even prior to stepping on the field in how you play the Chicago Bears because of those takeaways, and that's kind of the impact of that. Going back to that 49ers game, Gabe, also, like, there's a lot that you can't take away from it in terms of positive.
Yeah, tell me more.
But here's a positive for you. I mean, they forced San Francisco to punt twice. The 49ers had not
That's so true.
Punted entering the game since November. They went almost a month. And that's how good the 49ers are. So, like, yeah, they ran all over the Bears. They did whatever they want against Chicago's defense in that game. But they've been doing that to a lot of teams lately because of how dominant and just the offensive mind of Kyle Shanahan, what he's able to draw up play-wise.
I look at the teams that are in the playoffs or they're still, you know, obviously going to be in the playoffs. Like, if you go back, I also watched the Rams versus the Falcons. Went back and watched that again.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford, a ton of interceptions.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so teams are susceptible to turning over the rock. The Bears put – Dennis Allen does a great job of putting the Bears in situations where quarterbacks have to make tough decisions. And you've seen it, right? When it comes to forcing pressure – the Bears' pass rush win rate is 28%, 32nd in the league. Terrible, right? But what does elite look like? The Browns got a 47% pass rush win rate. Vikings, 46% pass rush win rate. So there's room to grow, but when you got guys like Montez Sweat, 9.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles. We mentioned earlier Javon Dexter with 5 sacks. Austin Booker with 4.5. You have to be opportunistic in those moments, and that's where the D has to step up. But being healthy plays a big role where you can lean on each other, right? Jalen Johnson being out hurts the Chicago Bears, mm-hmm. right? When you're talking about the pressure, Brock Purdy had a clean pocket. Jesus, what felt like 90% of the time.
All game.
Just drop back. I have time, and I'm going to just wait for my guy to be wide open. But again, when you're talking about the other teams in the league, Jordan Love is prone to making mistakes as well, right? I think he hadn't thrown an interception quite a while, but then did against the Bears in that game.
Yep.
I mean, this is what I think Ruthie Polinsky was talking about this earlier today with Rami Makhlouf, where, you know, the Bears make good teams turn the ball over. It's not that they're just getting turnovers against bad teams. You saw it against the 49ers with the pick six. I mean, they find themselves in that predicament. But there's other, so I guess what I'm trying to say is, for me, why you should feel confident about this Bears defense, not only Sunday but heading into the playoffs. One, they're getting healthier. You're not playing this weird rotation of who's healthy on the from the DBs. Jaquan Brisker and Kevin Byard being healthy all year, geez, what a blessing that has been for the team. You get T.J. Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds back now healthy, and then when you're looking at the defensive line, listen. Grady Jarrett wants to play better now that he's in this playoff race with a healthy defense. It's just a matter of putting it together and keeping teams. Like, what would you say is like a number? Let's think of an arbitrary number, Kate, where if the Bears can keep, not just the Lions, but any team for that matter. Like, if the Bears can keep a team to X, then they will win because Caleb and the squad can get that done.
24? Under 30? I mean, the Bears are going to score, what, 27 a game? Maybe 21's more realistic. You give him 3 touchdowns. Is that too high for you?
No, I love to. Listen, 24 sounds right. I always like to think of offense in the NFL in phases of 10, right? So mm-hmm. if you give the Bears the ball 10 times, you give the Lions the ball 10 times. Like, I need to know how many times the Bears, in my mind, I'm trying to think. I'm always calculating. All right, so the Bears should put up points 7 of those 10. Right, so you need to stop the Lions from getting to that point. So if you got 4 scores, 3 tutties, and a field goal, that sounds right.
Yeah.
That's in that range that you need to be. It's just you can't be – it's tough when you're a bend-don't-break defense, right? And that's what Dennis Allen has with his team, where they want to put pressure when you're in third and long, but for the majority of the game, it's letting them win in front of you and trying not to stop them over the top. That's why the explosive plays hurt so much. 708 says, I think we're overreacting to one game by defense against the Hot Niners squad. Not saying they're not great, but they're not terrible either. They've been good enough for 11 wins.
I mean, that's a good point. They have been. You don't win football games by having a great offense and a terrible defense. You need a balance of at least good on both sides of the ball, right? And there are some points, I mean, especially at home. The Bears' defense at home has been really good this year, averaging fewer points allowed per game. I mean, their opponent third down conversion percentage on the season has not been all that great. They're bottom half of the league, I believe 19th, but at home, they're top 10. I mean, 36% there. They're top 10 in fourth down conversion, opponent fourth down conversion rate at home. Well, having the number 2 seed, you're at home, Gabe.
That makes a big difference in that situation. I get it. I mean, I'm trying to think of, you know, what are the what What are things, when I watch opposing teams, right, what makes the defense better? Like, what are the tangible, you know, statistically significant variables that you can point to? I think that when the Bears have been the beneficiary of some good defense, it's because it's just purely bad quarterback play. I think we've seen a lot of that. The Bears have seen a lot of bad quarterback play where, you know, third and six, it's a drop, or third and six, it's a, you know, an overthrow. And there's been pass deflections. I wonder where the Bears rank in pass deflections on the season, because I feel like they've had their fair share of those.
Think that would be closer to the top.
Right? I think that's what I'm saying. So, like, what am I seeing? It's pressure on the quarterback. Obviously, we know mm-hmm. that, which is the Bears rank last in the league in that. Pressure up the middle. I'm trying to think. What are the Bears missing?
I mean, kind of like setting the edge too. They've gotten burned a lot by not being able to do that. I mean, against the 49ers, that was huge. And again, granted, 49ers.
You know what it is, Kate? I'm such a homer that I am like, Bears defense isn't that bad.
Nah.
And then you know, you watch the game and you're like, Jesus, there's no pressure here whatsoever. And so you feel like you're losing in that rate. Look at explosive plays. The Bears, fifth in the league, giving up 9 40-yard plays. I mean, that's where the differences come in, right? When you're talking about a defense, it's those explosive plays that kill you. And then when you're talking about plays of 20 or more, third in the league, the Bears are giving up 57. Third worst in the league, 57. Only the Bengals and the Ravens have given up more 20-yard plays.
And how do people talk about the Bengals and the Ravens defense, I mean, Gabe?
As of late, they've been struggling.
I mean, the Bengals defense has been the worst in the league, arguably, the last couple seasons. Like, you don't want to be in the same company as the Bengals
Not
defense.
At all. The Bears are third worst in the league in touchdowns given up. They've given up 31 touchdowns on the season. I mean, that's just... Listen, you know they're giving up a lot of points, but damn...
Yeah, the deeper we dive into some of these stats, the harder it is to be positive about this defense.
You were right about the pass breakup, so the Bears lead the league in 69.
See?
So
there you go.
How many do they have?
69.
Oh, making sure it wasn't 67. I was talking about that.
Oh, God, no 67s.
But we left that in 2025,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, that's over.
Completion percentage, seventh worst in the league, allowing just almost 67% completion percentage. I mean, that's damning when you think about it. Mm-hmm. So completion percentage, you're talking about pressure in the pocket, got to get more of that. That we do know. They've allowed a ton of touchdowns where we're talking about this bend, don't break mentality, which sucks because you're thinking that they're not breaking, but ultimately they end up, oh man.
They end up breaking. Their run defense, I mean, they're 29th, allowing five yards per pop on the ground.
But we're doing positive, right? That's what we said. We're doing.
We're trying our best.
We're doing positive.
That was the goal, but I don't.
I'm trying to give you guys reasons why the Bears defense will be good against the Lions.
One thing that they do is, like you were talking about, they give up a lot of big plays, but when the Bears do shorten the field and get into the red zone, the numbers don't show it necessarily, but they do tighten up. And especially on fourth down, you've seen a lot of the, I mean, the Bears, I think are a top 10 team on fourth down, nearly 83%, something like that. So, I mean, when they can shorten the field and they aren't giving up the big plays, they do make some plays. They do make some stops. The Bears have had a number of goal line stops this year, but it's not been as consistent, right?
It's tough because, you know, the Bears have won in different ways this season.
Right,
they have. That we can agree on. And, you know, the one way that we don't want them to lean is outscoring an opponent. Like, I don't want – somebody said it, I forgot who it was, when they were watching the game, and they said, the Bears are in a shootout. This is weird. And that they were. And I don't know if they're going to win too many games. I don't think the offense is ready just yet to win shootouts against opposing teams. So that's where, you know, I want to be able to win a game without turnovers. So you're asking yourself, what does that look like against the Lions? It's very simple, right? You know Jared Goff wants to get the ball out quick. Mm-hmm. So C.D. Gardner-Johnson, you begin lit up on man coverage, right? So it's playing a little bit better there from the slot. When you're looking at the linebackers, which I feel like T.J. Edwards does such a good job. I was down on him first season here, but then you realize when you've seen the replacements come in, Noah Sewell, Ruben Hippolyte, like, there is a drop-off from T.J. Edwards in terms of the impact he makes on a game. So, I mean, somebody else checked in. Let's not talk about all the loss of yards on penalties the Bears have been cursed with. Whether you're talking about pass interference, just personal fouls, hits on roughing the quarterback.
That was a lot of those were early in the season, though.
They just had it against Purdy and Jordan Love.
I'm trying to be positive here, Gabe.
I'm trying to be positive too. I'm realizing it's harder
really
than
hard.
I thought to be positive about this Bears defense. It is really hard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It also feels like Dennis Allen has kind of tried to deflect that in some of his press conferences, too. Like, for as transparent as Ben Johnson's been on his mistakes or where this team needs to learn and grow, like, I wish we could hear more from Dennis Allen on the specific points that he wants to improve, because he just kind of generalizes the whole defense as, you know, needing to improve versus the pinpointing of where that action actually comes.
I'm looking at receiving. I'm trying to think what the Bears do particularly poorly, right? Because it's not receiving yards. They've given up a ton of rushing yards.
Yeah, it's on the ground.
It's on the ground, right? It's on the ground, and it goes back to that defensive line, right? Where you're not causing pressure, nor are you stopping the run. Bears giving up the fifth most rushing yards in the league, behind some pretty bad teams: the Bengals, the Commanders, the Giants, the Bills, who Saquon just ran all over, and then it's the Bears. So, I mean, yards per carry, they're giving up five yards per carry, I mean, like you mentioned. All right, so the run game. Yeah?
Yeah.
A little bit of run stopping.
A little run stopping.
A little pressure on Jared Goff, and don't let Jahmyr Gibbs run for 120.
Easy enough.
Is it?
No.
He's really good.
It's not.
Then you go up against, I mean, I feel like the Bears have done well against the run in the last couple of games.
And they gave up 100 yards to
Christian McCaffrey, 160?
100 on the ground to McCaffrey in the first half.
Yeah. Christian McCaffrey,
that might have been scrimmage yards, but
one of the best running backs in the NFL.
1,000%.
He is way more shifty than I thought.
And he's been way more active in the receiving game this year, too, and shown that he's a dynamic in that aspect as well.
So I thought they did well against Josh Jacobs, even though they put in Emmanuel Wilson, the Green Bay Packers did, midway through that game.
Yep.
And then before the Packers, the Bears played
Cleveland. They allowed 50 yards against
Quinshon Judkins. Yep. Didn't do well there. So that's what I'm saying. See, there's some games there. There's some samples you could point to that the Bears are efficient in run stuffing.
I mean, they stopped Philadelphia only 87 yards.
That's what I'm saying.
That's pretty solid for a team that's great.
For Saquon,
And they were hyped up that game. That's the thing. I think that's what I'm trying to say is I think this defense is primed for a next level, where we talk about the offense playing their best football. I think it's the defense as well. This is not only is it you getting healthier, but there is something when you're playing for something, right? When the defense understands, damn, Caleb Williams put up 38 points and we lost. There's like that look in the mirror moment. I think the Bears defense is there. They'd love to have Kyler Gordon, but I think as a whole, like I mentioned, Grady Jarrett, Austin Booker, Montez Sweat has even had some flashing moments. I don't know. Am I wrong? 312-644-6767.
I wonder if you took out the outlier games, like the heavy outlier games, the 49ers.
Like the 52 against the 52 against the Lions.
Alliance, something like that. What is it? Mean, medium, mode, whatever those are, where you can take out the top ends.
And the bottom.
what would the Bears defense look like statistically then?
That's deep dive. Now we're deep diving.
That would be deep diving, which we don't have the time to deep dive right now. But like a lot of what some of these numbers reflect are just the games where the Bears defense has gotten totally burned.
We're just tired of walking through the streets of Chicago and people being like, yeah, but that defense. And so we're trying to put a positive spin on it so that that way, you know, you can say Gabe and Kate told you so when you watch the game on Sunday.
One thing I will say here, looking at these numbers, the Bears do respond after getting lit up. Like that 87 yards against Philadelphia came after they allowed nearly 200 against Pittsburgh. So, I mean, they do respond.
Chip on the shoulder.
All right, so we can expect a good performance on Sunday.
That's the hope. All right, you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers in Pottawatomie Casino. I am Gabe Ramirez. She is Kate Constable. We're filling in for Raheemy, Harris, and Grody today. And quickly, Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. They came out to my house to fix my heat one time. Listen, I lean on all the advertisers here. When you own a house, you're like, shout out to Russ the Window Guy. Did my windows in my house.
All right, Russ.
Yeah, shout out Russ. Russ was the greatest. If you needed some windows, you got to call up Russ the Window Guy. And Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, they went to my rental unit. I had some problems and I was like, you need... Mitch, who's our heating and air conditioning? And they came out and took care of us. Great work. So make sure you go ahead and check them out as well. All right. As we continue on the show, we got about 40 minutes with you guys before we hit some transition with Judson and Anthony Heron. We'll be doing that in a little bit. But on the way back, you know, we talked about this defense. We tried to do some positive because that's what we're trying to do today on the show, Kate. Mm-hmm. Positivity is going to prevail here with Gabe and Kate Constable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.